Have you ever snuck into something? 1-800-330-9999. What was it? For the first time ever, the Super Bowl this year is going to be limited attendance. There's only going to be 14,500 fans and then 7,500 healthcare workers. The minute Raven heard this, I'm sneaking in!
No,
I'm
going to
sneak in, guys!
The plan had to be adapted at that point. I actually had a plan to sneak into the Super Bowl this entire past year.
Oh.
And then COVID kind of ruined that, too, because there's going to be less people, it's going to be very, very difficult. But if they were letting 70,000 in, I had full confidence I could get in there.
We asked, where did you sneak into on our text line? Snuck into Corporate Row, aka the free food, at a golf tournament years ago. My sister passed me the ticket over the fence after she had gone in. She's I was a nervous, guilty wreck.
That is fraud.
The food areas, when you go somewhere and you can sneak into the food areas, the best.
Everything's free, the drinks are free, all that. Yeah, that is a good way to go. Yeah, I do enjoy that. I've snuck into a lot of stuff over the years. I snuck into Woodstock 99. So, you know, Woodstock, everybody starts showing up days early. That's like one of the big things. And of course, they're still trying to lock the gates. There's like a bottleneck there. And you know, if you went to Woodstock 99, I mean, tents were on top of tents. It was pure misery. I snuck in 2 days early with a crew of 5 of us, and we parked right next to the Planet Hollywood VIP tent. That's where we camped the entire time. I had like acres right next to the main stage. It was beautiful, man. I felt like a celebrity.
1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, where did you sneak into?
Oh my gosh, I snuck into the Vatican.
No.
Did you?
Come on.
Oh, you are going to hell. Good for you.
That's not nice.
I mean, it might be true, though. All right, how'd you sneak in?
Okay, so it was 1999. I was spending some time in the summer in Rome, and I had gotten tickets to what they called a private audience, which means about 250 people get to see the Pope. But you're supposed to be staying outside in the courtyard. I had to go to the bathroom. So I left the group and just went through an open doorway into the Vatican and proceeded to look around for the bagno. It took about 15 minutes for two of those very well-dressed guards to pick me up underneath both arms and drop me on my butt on the steps of the Vatican.
Can you imagine she finds a bathroom, she walks in, and the Pope is on the toilet?
Right.
It was crazy. So when people say, hey, I've been thrown out of better places, I need it.
Yeah.
Right.
Hi, it's Hannah and Raven. Where did you sneak in?
I snuck into a concert that was sold out. And this was years ago, and I had a really nice camera, and I told them I was pressed, and I just forgot my press pass. And
yes.
It's kind of like, if you pretend that you belong there, then they just let me in.
Who was the act? I have to know.
Oh, God. Well, this is going to date me a little bit. It was Crowded House.
Who?
Yeah, no, just let her in.
It was a sold-out show of 10 people.
They were playing our PTA meeting, and it cost big bucks to get them here. It's sold out. All right, guys? Should have been here early. Crowded House.
I don't even know who that is.
They actually had a couple of hits.
No, I mean,
in the 90s, they were a big deal.
Well, you laugh, but he's friends with the guy from Pearl Jam. And when it leaked out that he was going to be there, because it was he and some friends, mm-hmm. that he was going to be singing there, it like sold out immediately.
Okay,
so.
Groupie. No regular person would ever know that these people were friends from that band to Pearl Jam.
That's
but
funny.
But okay.
Yeah.
All right, press reporter.
Smart, though. Really smart.
Really good.
1-800-330-9999. You could call or text. What did you sneak into? It's Anna and Raven. For the first time ever, there's going to be limited attendance at the Super Bowl. 14,500 fans will be able to purchase tickets and get in, and then 7,500 healthcare workers that have been vaccinated will be able to get in.
I can sneak into it.
Raven thinks he could sneak into the Super Bowl. There's no way. But what did you actually sneak into? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Yana and Raven.
Good morning. I snuck into, really dating myself, the first ever MTV Video Awards.
Oh.
It was held in Radio City Music Hall. I snuck in a back door that a worker walked out of, and my dad put his foot in the door and said, run in. So I ran in, I got a seat, I recorded, and then after, I don't know how long it was, it seemed like forever, the security caught me. They brought me to a smoky room, and who was I working for? And I was like, nobody, it's Richie's camera. I just borrowed a friend's camera. And as they were throwing me out the front door,
Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac wanted to go out for a cigarette and get some fresh air, and he walked me around Radio City till I found my dad.
So awesome.
That is a good story.
That is an amazingly epic story. How cool, I mean, first, yeah. Mick Fleetwood, I don't even have to tell you that that's cool, but how cool of your father to help you sneak into the first ever MTV Awards. I mean, he had your back.
I'll tell you something. I would never let my kids in a million years.
Never.
Never. I mean, you stay right next to mommy. What are you, crazy? You want to go to jail tonight? Right. They'll take you away.
Right.
I was 13, and they let me sneak in.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Anna and Raven, what did you sneak into?
I actually snuck into a VIP lounge in Hollywood back in, like, 2002.
All right, so where were you? What event was it? Or were you just, like, walking down the street and randomly got into a VIP lounge?
I was at this hotel called The Standard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's a regular bar area. And then there was a kitchen, like a diner. And through the kitchen, through, like, the cook area is a secret lounge. And I happened to be coming out of, like, a bathroom, but I just kind of, like, followed people. And I ended up in this area. And Justin Timberlake was there. This is, like, in the NSYNC days.
What?
And I've never been so quiet in my entire life. I just sat there and just watched people.
Oh, my gosh. Believe it or not, I tried to sneak into The Standard, too, and I didn't get very far.
You got tased.
Yeah.
Right.
No, when I got to, like, the bathroom areas, they were like, ma'am? And I was like, oh, sorry!
It was amazing. It was amazing. And I wanted to meet J.C. Chazé from NSYNC, and he was my celebrity crush at the time.
Mm.
And he walked in, and I was so nervous. I actually went up to him afterwards and, like, introduced myself, and it was just the best night of my 22-year-old life.
Yeah. I also tried to sneak into the Chateau Marmont, and they put me back in the taxi cab.
Oh.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you sneak into?
Well, you know, when movie theaters were still open, I would definitely make the most of my dollar by buying a ticket to one movie and then pretty much staying as long as I could for the rest of the day. I would just kind of hang around and go into the next theater that had a movie going and see how long I could do that for.
I mean, as a kid, or are we talking, like, you know, 9 months ago?
Yeah.
Like, I
2019.
I mean, it's not something I did every single time, because when you're a grown-up, it's a lot easier to get away with those things.
You that's know, what I was going to say.
You're looking like you're sneaking. You're,
right.
you're actually, you know, I could be a manager for all they know.
I like to see you with a fake badge. That's how I'm imagining
yeah.
you now.
You just bring like a broom and a dustpan, and you can get into any movie.
That was such a teenager thing, sneaking into movie theaters. I forgot about that completely. Yeah. Or trying to sneak into an R movie when you bought tickets for a PG movie because you weren't old enough.
Exactly.
And my fear is they never cared. As long as you had the money, they were like, come on in, kid.
Yeah, no. They were
strict.
They
could see on the horizon that the business was already in trouble.
The funny part is I don't even know if they were strict. I think I just convinced myself that I would get in trouble if I tried to go into that movie buying a ticket for that movie.